الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، Our last class was about أحكام وآداب الخطبة. آداب أو أحكام وآداب الخطبة. Some rulings, Islamic rulings and manners, etiquette of خطبة on the day of Jummah. Many times we go to for Salatul Jummah, Imam does many things. We don't know why he has done it. I'm just laying this background because I'm seeing that there are people who observe the Salah with us and they sat down. Perhaps they will think that we want to do a tafsir. So I'm just trying to give a background to what are we doing, what are we talking about. We are talking about Salatul Jummah. We are reading a book, Ad-Durar al-Bahiyya fil Masail al-Fiqhiyya by Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Shawkani rahimahullah. And in that book, we are on in Kitab al-Salah, Babu Salat al-Jum'ah. We are in the issues regarding Salah. But now we have reached Babu Salat al-Jum'ah, the section on Salat al-Jum'ah. So part of the issues we discussed on Salat al-Jum'ah is the virtue of the day of Jum'ah. Jum'ah, Jum'ah, as we say, is it Jum'ah or Jum'ah? We started with that. So we know how to call the name itself. Is it Jum'ah or Jum'ah or Jum'ah or Jum'ah? We discussed all this. We discussed about and mentioned that some of the ulama mentioned 35 special things for the day of Jum'ah. 35 things that make Jum'ah, Yawmul Jum'ah, special. 35. We also after that discussed when we greet ourselves Ekwehu Jummah, what is that Ewu that we are afraid of, about which we greet ourselves on the day of Jummah? When? Igbawolewu yelo Ewu Jummah yen gbawolota. Igbawolewu se Ewu ma tokin di Jummah mi. We discussed it. Then from that we discuss the rulings of the Imam. Kilo yakini maamu o se ni jo Jummah bo ni o ti se yato si ba se ma se masasi ti wa ni. That's an approach to Islam. So Muslims have an approach to Islam say ba ti ma se nu te ba fe e file ni e kole. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah raised the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, go and teach them Islam. Allah ra na bi ko lo ko awon eyan lesin oni huwa alladhi ba'atha fil ummi. Allah ba lo gbe jide bi anabi ji inu sura ni oni li tubayyina lin nasi ma nuzila ilay ko lo salaye fa awon eyan ki la so kale fun won ni Quran. So nga ko Allah ba nsoro suratul Jummah, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله. أيوم بابو دودو تي أباتي بيروني جاو جمعة باي تي أباتي بيرون باي فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله. إشالا قانتتي أدي جي أما الله سمتا سي أمورا أما الله سيدي هاتي الله تباشي في تفسير لانشيني باشي ما صاني بوبا وي داجو تورو ما ياسوما كما صف. So if any joke tafsir a kan fe mo ki lolohun wi nbe aqimus salata wa atu zakah ti o ba tun ni joke tafsir kini yo so aqimus sala e ma kiru e ki bo ti to ati bo ti ye e ki lasiko e gbogbo idajo e ni ke tele nta ma so ni kini asiko run naga ta lo ko wa lasiko irun. Ngba wo ni anabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam bere sikirun ni awon asiko yen te yin ba ri run yen ki lasiko yen nko ki le yan tun le se ta ni amojuku o wa fun ti o ba ri run yen ki lasiko yen kini awon eri to ti asiko yen lese pe ba se gbodo kini ibo ni awon asiko yen fe de sago meji na ni run ni agago merin agago meje gbogbo awon kan ba ye le gbo nji oko to si nitori pe ki se nti to si be se yen gbogbo joko lo ma ni nkan ti won ma se tawon ile ibo ma pe ni goal objective ijoko to si ni kon kan fe ko ma ti lo ba wi ki wa ni bo se ri gangan konun ko e gangan gbogbo awon oro bayi lo fi ko ijoko tan tin soro fi ko awon se ti muslimi loju ona ibe lo ti ma bo iru re ni ile so ibi ki se ijoko to si le le ijoko fi ko le le singa ta ma gbono yato si pe e ri pe ko si omo jana si gangan a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يشبيه إبي فولا شنشال ولا يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم من سورة المائدة دي طلعن تنشال ولا لا سي ما بعد سوك ونجوك التصفير ونجو ما شي صح شو ما تباشي كي جوك وفكوني ونجو ما شي صح وصو كيني على الوالا kila fi bere kini kaka kini dajo esin o ma so yin ni gbo ti ṣugbọn ba ti jo pe ki se aya en kan wo kan jo ko tafsir aya po aya po o wa jo ko ti ti e ba fe lo iru ise ti e lati salaye quran tafsir ale lo gun odun ko si je pori tafsir lawa ogun odun tori aya mi a ma lo to tó bá ṣe pé lójoojúmọ́ ni a máa lò tó ọ̀sẹ̀ kan lé lórí ìyẹn láṣẹ gbọ́ iye ńgbà tí ìmọ̀mù máàlì fún wa nù mọ́kọ̀ pé abdullahi ibn umar sọ pé ọdún mẹ́wàá làwọn fi kọ́ súrọ́tù lùbákọ́rà tó ṣe ìyàtọ̀ ènìyàn súrọ́tù lùbákọ́rà ọdún mẹ́wàá tàbí ó fi ọdún mẹ́wàá kọ́ súrọ́tù lùbákọ́rà bàbá rẹ̀ umar sọ pé ọdún mẹ́rin lèmi fi kọ́ umar ti ọdún mẹ́rin kọ́ bákọ́rà à ń láwọn ìjọ mélòó láwọn ọ́fíìkà ń jòkó tọ̀ sí ṣe nítorí pé n táwọn ń kọ́ yàtọ̀ sí nǹkan tí àwọn àwọn akàfẹ́ wu ìtumọ̀ ẹni lásìkò tí wà ẹ̀kọ́fẹ́ kí ló sọ ọlọ́run sọ àtìkọ́jẹ́ ṣùgbọ́n àwọn sàbí ànábì sọ́lọ́lọ́rọ̀ aliyasọ iṣẹ́ tọ́lọ́ ọba ara nàbí wọ́n pè nípa quran iṣẹ́ mẹ́rin lọ́lọ́ra nàbí nípa quran mẹ́rin iṣẹ́ kíkà kan nìkan ó ní wọ́n lẹ́bí bá àtọ̀fìl omi yìí na rọ̀súlà mẹ́rin olóòbá dẹ́dà bá àtọ̀fìl omi yìí ó gbé dìde láàrin àwọn èèyàn tó ṣe wípé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wọn ò máa kọ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wọn ò máa kà àwọn omi yìí ò nìyẹn nínú èdè omi lẹ́ni tí ò mọ nǹkan kà tí ò máa kọ kò lè ka tí wọ́n kọ ọ́ lẹ̀ ó náà sì lè kọ́ omi nìyẹn lọ́dọ̀ lárúbáwá ṣùgbọ́n omi yìí tí ọlọ́run bá pe àwọn lárúbáwá nígbà náà kì í ṣe pé gbogbo wọn náà ni ò mọ nǹkan kọ ò mọ nǹkan kà ṣùgbọ́n èyí tó pọ̀ jù nínú wọn kì í kọ nǹkan lárúbáwá kì í kọ kàn máa hàn nǹkan sórí sọ́ọ̀kì máa hàn ní. kódà àwọn afọ onítàn sọ débi wípé lọ́dọ̀ lárúbáwá nípìnlẹ̀ tó bá ń kọ kan lẹ̀ àléébù ni àléébù tó wà lè hàn sọ́pọ̀lọ́ wá ń sọ̀tẹ̀ ń kọ́ lẹ̀ ó lè hàn sọ́pọ̀lọ́ ó wá ń kọ́ lẹ̀ tó àléébù ni lọ́dọ̀ lárúbáwá tó òní lẹ́yìn tí ò lè kan tí a bá kọ sílẹ̀ ànábì ò lè kan lọ́dọ̀ lọ́hùn wa lè wà ò lè kan tá a kọ́ lẹ̀ báyìí bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ni ò náà ò lè kọ́ ìyẹn lọ́lọ́wọ́ bá sọ nínú ankabut ó ní wà máa kún tata tìlú mi ń kọ́dún ihe mi ń kìí sáábì wà láta hóhóhó iyanmi ni kí ìrà lárúta abẹ́lẹ̀ mọ̀ bù tìlú ó ní máa kún tata tìlú ó èé kankan tẹ́lẹ̀ èé kankan tá a kọ́ lẹ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀ láàrin wọn bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ó kọ́ ò mú báyìí kó máa kọ́ nǹkan pẹ̀lú ọwọ́ ọ̀tún rẹ̀ ìwọ ànábì òun lẹni tí ò lè kan tí wọ́n kọ bẹ́ẹ̀ ni òun náà ò lè kọ́ lẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n wọn bá pe àwọn lárúbáwá ń gbàná ó ní òun gbé dìde láàrin àwọn omi yóò rọ̀súlá nínú láàrin àwọn tí ò lè ka nǹkan tí wọ́n kọ sílẹ̀ láàrin àwọn táwọn náà ò lè fọwọ́ kọ ṣùgbọ́n lásìkò yẹn àwọn lárúbáwá tó lè ka nǹkan الارواح اللي قام كان بي عمرو بن العاص تابع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عمر بن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص عامل دي لي كان ولي كان كان ولي كان سي وكو وسي لي كان كان سي لتلو مينا ليريكا وما كان وما كان عمرو بن العاص زيد بن ثابت حتى ومين نوع الصحابة رضي الله عنهم معاوية بن أبي سفيان على وانتو من كون كان لا فيكو بنا ومن كان كون تيجا كنتو ما فيه كون كان ولا غوو وان لو ولا بجا وان من كان كون تيوا بيان فيه كون لسا فان وان بكا الإمام محمد بن طولون وانتو باوا قادا وانتو باوا كوشي اكو جو بغو لكا تانا بكا عليه الصلاة والسلام ila fefa yo ni pe awon orin yu la won to se pe opolopo awon o ma nkan ko opolopo awon o ma nkan ka opolopo won o ma nkan ko opolopo won o le kanta hole bayi la won larba se ri kanabi to de sallallahu alaihi wasallam e ti de qur'an de anabi de ni larba wa den tun kokan ẹ̀sìn ló wá kọ́ wọn ní ẹgbẹ́ iná ẹ̀mà kọ́ ẹ̀yìnà ẹ̀mà kà ẹ̀kọ́ quran sílẹ̀ islam lóde ló wá kọ́ wa ló wá kọ́ àwọn larabawa bẹ́ẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tó jẹ́ sí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wọn ò máa kọ́ wọn ò sì ní kántà bá kọ́ lẹ̀ lọ́lọ́run fi pè wọ́n ní òrùlé yóò àwọn tó ṣe pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wọn ò máa nǹkan kọ́ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wọn ò sì ní kankan tí a bá kọ sílẹ̀ ó ní huwa alladhi ba'atha fil ummiyin Ọlọ́run ba ló gbé dìde láàrin irú àwọn èèyàn báyìí ọ̀rọ̀ súlán òjíṣẹ́ kan nínú hàn láàrin wọn ìkánú wọn náà ni yẹ ti lo kí ni iṣẹ́ òjíṣẹ́ yìí Ọlọ́run bá sọ fún wa o ó ní yẹ ti lo aleihim ayati tilawa yóò máa ka aya ọlọ́ọ̀ba fún wọn ya ayuha alladhina amanu إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة أو يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود يوم القرآن فعنب يوم القرآن صلى الله عليه وسلم نتي كاتي يقول لقوان كانوا رمضان قالوا جالي ما كاذي تي رمضان بالو رمضان أشو لكم شن أشو لكم شن أشو تيوكي يمان لكم دادا تتنسي تلين àwọn kan míì tí ó ti ráàyè gbéjú lẹ́tẹ̀ yóò gbéjú lẹ́ dáadáa míì tí ó ti ṣe yóò tún lékún kò yẹ kó jẹ́ pé inú ramadan nìkan la máa ń ṣe dáadáa so ibà ọlọ́run ní anabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yẹtùlú alayhim ayati yóò máa ka àwọn ayé ọlọ́run ọba yóò máa kà fún àwọn èèyàn so kí ni iṣẹ́ àkọ́kọ́ tánabi tọ́lọ́run bá torí ẹ̀ gbẹdìde sallallahu tilawatu ayatila ma ka àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ ọlọ́mọ ká fún mi. Ìkejì iṣẹ́ tánà bí wá ṣe sọ́lọ́láhùn alẹ́ wà yí zaké yóò gbọ́n pálápàlá kó lára wọn zaká yóò fọ̀ wọ́n mọ́. Ànábì sọ́lọ́láhùn alẹ́ ṣàná ó wá láti wá fọ̀ wá mọ́ ni. Fọ̀ wá mọ́ kó o ní nǹkan tí àwọn èèyàn ń rò nípa ọlọ́run tí ò lẹ́tọ̀ọ́. Ànábì ó fọ gbogbo ẹ̀mọ́ ẹ má rò bẹ́ẹ̀ mọ́ nǹkan ọlọ́run ẹ má rò bẹ́ẹ̀. Fọ̀ wá má kú níbi ọ̀rọ̀ tí àwọn èèyàn ń sọ tí ò dá ànábì ó fọ́ sọ báyìí mọ́ ẹ má máa sọ̀rọ̀ báyìí mọ́. Fọ̀ wá má kú níbi àwọn ìwà pálápálá. Yuzakihim ànábì sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yóò máa gbọ́n pálápálá yẹn kú lára wa. Ó jíṣẹ́ ìkẹlò kejì. Wà yóò alimu homolkita yóò wà máa kọ́ wọn ní tíra náà Qur'an yóò alimu hom yóò máa kọ́ wọn ní ìdájọ́ ẹ̀ yóò máa kọ́ wọn ní kíkà yóò kọ́ wọn ní ìdájọ́ yóò kọ́ wọn ní nasikh wal mansukh aya tọ́lọ́run bá sọ kalẹ̀ tó ní ìdájọ́ àti aya tó ní ìdájọ́ gbogbo ẹ̀ lànà bí yóò kọ́ wọn sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Irun gbogbo àwọn kan tó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú ẹ̀ ààwẹ̀ gbogbo àwọn kan tó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú ẹ̀ yóò máa kọ́ wọn hajj yóò alimu humul kitab ànábì sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yóò máa ṣàlàyé tíra yìí fún àwọn òjíṣẹ́ ìkẹlò ìkẹta والحكمه يتقواني السنه سيدي شامل وتيوشي من يتلو عليهم اياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمه كمان سي النبي واشني تلوا صلى الله عليه وسلم هو القران يقولام يقول هو سوره البقره سين كتا النبي واشني هو شني لاه ودينو شو رمضان كاتم بلا القران شو ودينو شو رمضان في رمضان ما تنتي بارني اقول لك تفسيري نيوت نورياجا سيرا تفسير نورياجا او يو نورياجا لو ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn èèyàn kùránù wọn ti láwọ̀ kùránù wọn ó tún di ramadan tó ń bọ̀ ìfipálapàlálẹ̀ ó tún di ramadan tó ń bọ̀ ìmọ̀bẹ̀rẹ̀ kí lọ́lọ́ fẹ́ ká ṣe ó tún di ramadan tó ń bọ̀ ṣérù mùsùlùmí tọ́lọ́ bá fẹ́ ká jẹ́ ní mùsùlùmí olóṣù kan ní oṣù méjìlá 1/12 àwágún ọ̀lẹ́ páàkì ọmọ tó bá gba 1/12 oṣù kan ní òtò ṣe dáadáa oṣù méjìlá yóò mọ́kànlá yòókù ó ṣe wù ní òṣìṣẹ́ sọ àwọn ṣe sí yìí ni a ṣe ń sọ wípé nínú ramadan lékún dáadáa ni kìí ṣe ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ bẹ̀rẹ̀ dáadáa àti ẹni tó bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ dáadáa fún lè lékún tí wọ́n ṣe dáadáa náà yóò gbẹ̀tọ́ ó láàyè ìlà múná fàtìlà ọlọ́run fún oníṣàbòsíṣẹ́ nìkan ṣùgbọ́n ẹ mẹ́jẹ ká fi dáadáa yẹn mọ nínú oṣù ramadan ta bá ń ṣe tọ́sí mọ́jẹ tó jẹ́ pé nínú oṣù ramadan nìkan láti ṣe tọ́sí ṣe irú ìjókòó báyìí ilẹ̀ ṣe fẹ́ ká ṣe àyẹn tí ẹ máa ń kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ tó ń ṣe á sì máa lọ jímọ̀ àmọ́ tó yẹ ká ṣe àmọ́ nǹkan tí ó yẹ kó ṣe ṣe irú àwọn ẹ̀kọ́ ilé ojoojúmọ́ ni gbo sunday sunday àmọ́ dépò nínú nǹkan báyìí ṣe fẹ́ ká ṣe báyìí ọlọ́run bá fẹ́ ká ṣe báyìí ànábì fẹ́ ká ṣe báyìí ọlọ́run bó fẹ́ ká ṣe báyìí ànábì sọ́lọ́lọ́ wa lè wá kò fẹ́ ká ṣe báyìí bó ṣe yẹ kó rí níbi gbogbo ibi nìyẹn ìgbẹ́ tí wọ́n bá ń pè láàfà iṣẹ́ rẹ̀ nìyẹn àwọn ọ̀nàdúgbò ànábì ọlọ́run iṣẹ́ rẹ̀ nìyẹn ní tó jogún lọ́wọ́ àwọn ànábì ọlọ́run nǹkan mẹ́rin yẹn ni kì í ṣe owó àpò ló jogún lọ́wọ́ àwọn ànábì ọlọ́run owó àpò torí hadith yẹn gangan sọ oni alulama u warasatul anbiya kilo so oni lam yuwarisu dinaran wala dirhaman ke se dinaru naira nko bo dinar nigba na owo gol uwe yo gol wala dirhaman abi uwe yo padaka si an pe ni silver ke se yen ni awon ojise olohun fi kale tawon apa fe jomu o ṣùgbọ́n táwọn ọba sọ̀rọ̀ yìí lónìí àdúgbò náà wà látú lè ámì ìyá yìí níbi ìdí owó ṣùgbọ́n ànábì gangan sọ alẹ́ ìṣọ́lá tí wọ́n sá kékeré ṣe owó kìí ṣe towó kí ló sọ alẹ́ ìṣọ́lá tí wọ́n sá ọ ní nàmà yóò rè sòrò mádá àlẹ́ẹ̀lìmá ìmọ̀ ẹ̀kọ́ ó ní fàmán àhábàbí yìí ẹni tó bá rí nǹkan yẹn gbámú fọkọd akara the housing wà fírì ó ti mú nǹkan tó rẹ wà tó tóbi tó ṣe ní láǹfààní ó ti rí gbámú o so iṣẹ́ àfá ni ṣàlàyé ẹ̀sìn fáwọn èèyàn kì í ṣe jálà sí iṣẹ́ àfá ẹlòmíín rò pé iṣẹ́ àfá ni pé àwọn èèyàn ní problem ẹbẹ lọ́hùn fún wọn ṣọ́ọ̀ṣì èèyàn lọ́hùn ni wọn àbọ́ lọ́hùn bá sọ pé òun ò ní gba àdúrà tí wọ́n ní so bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ́hùn fún wọn nìkan kọ́ níṣẹ́ àfá tó bá jẹ́ pé bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ́hùn fún wọn náà jẹ́ ara iṣẹ́ wọn tí kì í ṣe pé gbogbo mùsùlùmí lọ́lọ́run bá pa láṣẹ pé kó máa bẹ̀mí gbogbo mùsùlùmí pátá ọlọ́run ní máa bẹ̀mí ẹni tí ò bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ́hùn yóò jìyà mùsùlùmí tí ìṣàjọ́ ò jìyà ó ní nà lẹ́bínà ṣàkìbírú náà ní ìbáadà tí ó ní sadọ́rọ̀ án wà kó fi ẹ́ká ẹ máa bẹ ọlọ́ọ̀bá sadọ́rọ̀ án pẹ̀lú ìfarabalẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ìbẹ̀rù gbójú ọkà wà kó fi ẹ́ká àti ìbẹ̀rù ẹni tẹ́ǹbá sọ̀rọ̀ sábẹ́lọ́ nínú ìparí fúrkọ́ kí ló sọ níbẹ̀ áyà kan ìnusọ́rọ̀ tún fúrkọ́ kí lọ́lọ́ọ̀bá sọ. oni ma ya aba o bikum rabbi olorun abo ni nkan kan se pelin lawo la duwa o ko ti ba se pe nbe en shadua re en shadua fun olorun bo bukata yin te ba be olorun ko bukata yin kini ti mo yen olorun ba se ke ma be un ma ya aba o bikum rabbi olu ba de gani ko nani yin te ba shadua igba ti o nani yin ni igba te nbe oni ti ba se lawo la duwa o ko ti ba se pe nbe en shadua ni olorun bo ni bukata yin sugbe te ba tin be ni problem gbogbo musulmi pata lọlọrun ba se lọran yan fun ma be lọrun saduwa shaitan gan saduwa lọrun ba gba aduwa re ta mo be esu so ma kan wi yan je wa fa iwo ni kan lọlọrun ni ko ma be lọrun fa wi yan ta ba ti be bayi o je ni opuro ni aduwa esu gan lọrun ba gba ni quran oni rabbi fa anzirni ila yawmi yub'athun kila la so oni fa innaka min al munzirin mo on the spot immediately Allah ba fun answer aduwa re mo gba rabbi mo ba de da mi shaytan lo so be rabbi lo ba de da mi fa anzirni shamiku ila yawmi yub'athun titi ijo to gbe awon eyan yi de oni qala fa innaka minal munzari daju daju o ti wa laarin awon eni ti ma sheku iye lo se pe ada anabi adam alayhi salatu wasalam o nshai si ko anabi adam oku ni oku sugbe esu oku shetan oku bi ko be lon ko lon lon lemi titi di jo gbende ki wa ni te muslimi ki wa go lu oba de da go to wa ni shadua kini te ta fa to so pe la won gbedo kokon gbaju awa so de ore na kile kini tie kini tie o le ni e wo mani so won do ti to esu firaun o ba lo ba aw malaika ni ani gba ile ngba to ko sinu omi kilo so amantu bi rabbi musa wa harun emi na ti gba olorun ba musa ti harun gba o jibril so fun annabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam inu hadith to ta mule on ti ki ba se wi pe mo beru pe olorun ba le oni to ba ri mi njona bi mo se se mo sare lo ro yepe lati sale obi e mo ro di firaun lenu ko mo ba tun so pe olorun ba le foriji sugba mi fe ko olorun foriji se ko ti ba tun to ro e so olorun lenu o ke mo foriji e jibril ni o ri mi njona ni wa nabi mo sare lo ro de re pe di lenu ko mo ba tun so awon malaika fe ki firaun je iya oro to so ki lo so oni ana rabbukumul a'la oji an ko so to so yen o so pe wo lo da wa waji e lo da awon malaika ga eni iya ni firaun so ti ki ba se pe jibril fo di lenu sa man ko lo ba de do se ni ana bu so ma ja ka mu na iwo muslimi ma ja ka mu na la taqnatu min rahmatillah ma ro pe olorun bo le gbe aduwa gbo aduwa re gba aduwa re ma gba aduwa lord afa ka iwo gege ni ko be oluwa ba deda fun ra re ma je ka to je ma je ka baye re je sa aduwa fun ra re oluwa ba deda o gbo yo do olorun o ni o pe un pe en so ja e so pe pe mi ma se fun e ikana afa o ni ti ki ba se pe olorun fe fun wa ni tan be ni ko ni so pe ke ka pe un na ti ba se pe olorun fe fun wa ni ko ni so pe o ke ma se bu o fe fun wa lo fi ni ka pe un e ta so de be ni wi pe ko si nu se afa ka so pe se afa ni pe e ma wa ba mi e ma wa be lorun lodo mi ero ni ero ero ise afa o ni se anabi meri alayhi salatu wassalam ati ka ise mere ni e fun wa o so ya to laarin iru ba se jupe ati ijoko ta mo gbo tun mo ka quran tun mo se orisirisi ototo ni awon so today inshallah our discourse will be I try to murmur some Yoruba there our discussions will be about the rulings of salatul juma regarding the musallun the rest of the people apart from the imam we remember in the last class we discussed khutbah the khutbah and the rulings regarding the imam We ended on a hadith, the hadith of Umar ibn Ruwayba, wherein he saw Bishr, the son of Hakam and the brother of Marwan. Marwan ibn Hakam, his brother Bishr, was making khutbah. And while making dua at the end of the khutbah, he raised his two hands up, like we are told. We always told this. I always say, Mapakwe Tewe Shadwa Manjo Jima. Kuda Kima Sophia Tewa Shadwa. I Tewa Shadwa. Limamu Goda Tewa Shadwa and Jo Jima. O Shekutwa Lawa Mapakwe Tewa Shadwa Kuleto. Umar ibn Ruwayba, Tabi and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ori Bishr ibn Marwan, Bishr ibn Hakam. On shadwa lo yimin baro wa tewa. Oni kabbaha Allahu hatayn il yudayyatayn. Allah ba kukha wa mi jeji. Tu obbis oke. Le mamu nan bawi mi sabi en bawi. Umar ibn Man ibn Ruwayba as-Sakafi. Oni kabba. Inu et bawami inu musnad Imam Ahmad. Oni la'ana Allahu hatayn il yudayyatayn. Al kusa yirate awon owo kulungu meji to na soke yan lo bo ko owo yen awon fa ni to so ni wi pe ko lo ba owo yen ti jina si ke olohun nitori ko nse nkan to ya pa si sunna nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam awa kiro pe la nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sabe en so be o ki se mi o sabe ni akiro pe la nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki se ju pe ko na ka bayi lo sallallahu alaihi wasallam Nabi ban shadu anjo jima yo naka aya ba se man naka ndi aya anabi ni o sallallahu alaihi wasallam yo naka bai yo man naka aya bi ase man se lati ko aya yen ba na di se man se njo jima ni e to ban shadu a leyin khutba ko yi tewo ki si so pe kawe yen o tewo iyen ni sabe fi soro to le ti e to tewo. We ended on that note in the last class. Today, inshallah, we like to mention issues regarding the rest of us. Awata isele mamu, kini awen jajoto ni shekwe lua wani jo jima. Awamata si jima kini awen jajoy. The first of what we like to talk about, inshallah, how should I go about it? I should just go on in English directly, cool. To the new continent. The first thing we like to talk about that is that once the Adhan is pronounced, when the Imam is on the minbar, I hope we remember what the Imam will do when he climbs the minbar. What does he say? First, Assalamu alaikum. Kana Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iba sa'id al minbar sallama. Kana Iba guri minbar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever the messenger came on the minbar, he makes the salam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. When he does that, Muazzin goes to make the adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This adhan is that adhan in Surah Al-Jum'ah, when Allah says, Iza nudiya lis-salah min yawm al-jum'ah fas'au ila dhikrillah. Ulama say this is evidence. If you are not in the masjid before, from that adhan, it becomes prohibited for you to be outside. The one who has not come for Salatul Jum'ah, once that adhan is made, it becomes sinful. It becomes sinful not to come into the masjid, to remain outside the masjid, doing some other thing. And that's why in that same verse, Allah prohibited business transactions. وَذَرُوا الْبَيْنِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Wazarul bay. So if you are asked, okay, Jonah, as if you want to go to the gate, you can go to the gate. Once that adhan is made, you must come to the masjid for Juma. We know and remember the hadith of Abu Huraira and others amongst the companions that the one who comes early for Salatul Juma is like the one who slaughters a camel in sacrifice. Those who come after those are like those who slaughter what? a cow. Those who come after those are like those who slaughtered what? A sheep. Those who come after those are those like those who slaughtered a fowl. Those who come after those are like those who employed egg for Sadaqah. All these before Imam comes on the minbar. All these, they are for those who want to struggle to earn rewards. But now, whether you now like it or not, is anudi al-salati min yawm. When that azan goes off on the day of Jum'ah, fas'al ila zikrillah, it becomes compulsory for you to come. Whether you want to earn the rewards or not, you must come. Rewards, I mean, those ones we mentioned earlier. Otherwise, coming for the salah, whether obligatory or non-obligatory, of course, one of our intentions is that we want to earn rewards. So it becomes obligatory for every person who had been outside the masjid to come into the masjid. So those of us, the rest of us, what makes it compulsory for us, come to the masjid on the day of Jum'ah, is what? The azan. And the first proof for that is that verse in Surah Al-Jum'ah. إِذَا نُدِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمْعَةِ فَقَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُ الْبَيْءِ. This is the view of the ulama. Some of them even say, أَلْبَيْءُ إِنْدَ الْعَذَانِ يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ بَاطِلٌ. For someone to be transacting business, you are coming. They say, Imam says, Allah as Muazzin says, Haya ala salah, and someone comes and says, ah, afa, mufara, bata. Eloni, you say 5,000, and you sell the shoe for 2,000. But you just mentioned 5,000. When you hear haya ala salah, don't sell and buy that shoe. Just leave it at that. Afa, what is Peru? Chef Adawani, Ijomi, Muladina. In some places, the Muslims will not even talk to you. They'll just walk away. So it is prohibited to continue to buy and sell once that azan goes off on the day of Jum'ah. That verse, as we said, is the evidence. But we pick from the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wassalam, and that is from the hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu and Uthman ibn Affan. This hadith occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, and in other books of hadith. It was reported that once, this riwayah of Abdullah ibn Umar, we may see some ziyadat from Abu Huraira in it, but the hadith all occur in Bukhari and Muslim. بينما يخطب الناس يوم الجمعة أن عمر رضي الله عنه بين يخطب الناس يوم الجمعة. Once while Umar radiallahu anhu was giving the sermon to the people on the day of Jum'ah, دَخَلَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ دَخَلَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. One of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into the masjid. مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. From amongst the muhajirun, the elderly ones amongst muhajirun. The early ones amongst muhajirun. And in other reports of this hadith in Sahih Muslim, it occurs that that companion who came to the masjid was who? Uthman ibn Affan. Umar was giving khutbah radiallahu anhu. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu came into the masjid. Radiallahu anhuma. Fanadahu Umar. So Umar radiallahu anhu called him, ah, as if to say, oh, ayya agwalaga, so to speak. Oh, you elderly one, Umar, Uthman, Uthman. Nada Umar, Umar called on him. Ayya tu sa'ati hadhi. What time is this? What time is this? As if to say, why are you coming to the masjid for Salatul Jum'ah at this time? In another report also in Sahih Muslim, Umar radiallahu anhu said, مَا بَالُ رِجَالٍ يَتَأَخَّرُونَ بَعْدَ النِّدَاءِ. مَا بَالُ رِجَالٍ. What's wrong with some people? يَتَأَخَّرُونَ بَعْدَ النِّدَاءِ. They will stay back and the adhan will be finished before they come into the masjid. Why? What's wrong with some people? Why you come to the masjid after the adhan is over? Before we go further, this is our point of reference. That It is compulsory for all of us to have been, by the time the Adhan ends, you are in the masjid. By obligation. By the time the Adhan ends on the day of Jummah, where should we be? In our homes, trying to come? In the markets, trying to come? By the time that Adhan ends, La ilaha illallah, Hayya ala al-falah, Hayya ala al-falah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, we are the masjid. So Umar radiallahu anhu was blaming Uthman bin Affan. فقال Uthman answered radiallahu anhu, Inni shukiltu al-yawm, فَلَمْ أَنْقَلِبْ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِي حَتَّى سَبِعْتُ النِّدَاءِ I got dizzy today. In some reports, he got delayed in the market. So it was on his way back home that he heard the Adhan. رضي الله عنه. He said, Uthman said, رضي الله عنه, فَلَمْ أَزِدْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ أَتَوَضَّعْتُ فَلَمْ أَزِدْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ أَتَوَضَّعْتُ So I did not do any more than quickly making wudu. Uthman got home. He was on the way when the Adhan was called. He got home. The only thing he could do was what? Make wudu. Before he came for Salatul Jummah. Umar said again, Radiallahu anhu, Wal wudu aydan? Just wudu too? That is the fourth issue he queried him about was what? Coming to the masjid after Adhan. He blamed him. He said, oh, I was in a haste. In fact, when I got home, the only thing I could do was to make wudu. He said, wal wudu aydan? Oh, you only made wudu also, no ghusl? He said, radiallahu anhu, وَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ عَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَعْمُرُ بِالْغُسْلِ And you know that the Prophet used to command us to make ghusl. Sallallahu So wudu alone. Our point of reference from this hadith is that Umar radiallahu anhu was blaming Uthman in front of everybody. That Uthman came to the masjid radiallahu anhuma at the time after the Adhan had been called. This is evidence that we should be in the masjid before the end of the Adhan. So the rest of us, we must be in the masjid before the end of Adhan. As for Imam, it is when he comes into the masjid, that's what? That the Adhan will be pronounced. As for Imam, when he comes into the masjid, the Adhan will be pronounced. As for the rest of us, we could have been in the masjid quite earlier in the morning. But the least time we must be in the masjid is when? By the end of Adhan, we all must be in the masjid. There are issues here, but I think we can proceed because of time. The second thing we need to do as Muslims when we come in the masjid on the day of Jum'ah is that لا يفرق بين اثنين أثناء دخوله الجامعة لا يفرق بين اثنين You don't separate between any two people. We say we must be in the masjid by the end of Adhan, so we come into the masjid. We must not separate between any two persons when the khutbah has started. Because immediately after the Adhan, what will the Imam do? He will start khutbah. Once the khutbah starts, you cannot separate. Ulama say even before the commencement of khutbah, don't separate between two people. لا يفرق بين اثنين. Don't separate between two people. Abu, don't do that on the gesture. Now you farriku bayna islay. Now separating between two persons, that is how they do it. Many brothers will be silent making a scare. Somebody will just touch your shoulder. Aha, aha. He will touch the next person. Aha, aha. And then he will put his leg. There are three things separating between two people involved. We'll discuss the three. The fourth thing it involves is separating between them so you can move forward. It's separate between brother, brother, we move forward. If there's a road already, road, one brother is seated here, one brother is seated, it just goes. But for you to have to do a separation, excuse me, on the day of Juma, don't do it. So one meaning of that, we are coming back to each of them one after the other. One meaning of separating between people is telling them to give you way. Brother, please. Brother, please. Or, afe jow. Afe jow. Ni jow jima aki ishe. Aki ila anye ya meji koja ni jow jima. Don't do it. We'll come back to the proofs regarding it. First meaning, that's the first meaning of separating between. The second meaning of separating between the people is separating between them and sitting down there. Brother, brother, I just you now sit down. Don't do it. So quickly you can ask, so where do I sit? Secondly, tell to answer his majlis. You sit wherever the sitting ends. If there are spaces, one seat away, one seat away, move along. But having to separate between the people, excuse me, to move forward is prohibited. Excuse me, to sit down is also prohibited on the day of Juma. Another thing that is prohibited around that. Raise your leg across their shoulders. Say, excuse me, is it excuse me? Okay, I will not say excuse me. You will raise the legs across the shoulders of people. Ulama refer to this as tahatti rikab, marching over the necks is prohibited. Don't say excuse me to go ahead. Don't say excuse me to sit down. Okay? Don't also climb the people's head to move forward. In this masjid, every Juma, there is a brother that is known for that. He comes late every Juma. And he does this thing every Juma. You know what? He won't sit in the fifth, sixth row. He wants to sit right behind the imam. So he'll start from behind. Some brothers are shaking their heads. He will start from behind. He'll be climbing the people's heads. And you know, another problem, we are coming to that. You can't tell him, brother Ejejoko. You can't say that. Because when you say that, al-ghayt ala nafsik, al-ghayta nafsak, you will destroy your Juma. So these issues are wrong. So these are the ways of separating between people. You separate between them because you want to pass, you want to have a passage. You separate between them and then sit down. Or you raise your head, your legs across them. So we'll discuss these issues one after the other. The first of the ones we'll discuss is separating between them to pass in front of the people. And when you do any of these, you destroy your reward for Salatul Juma. On the day of Juma, if you dress properly from your home, is a little young boy being carried away. Leave the boy to be carried away. Leave the boy, let him be carried away. You don't be carried away. By looking at the boy who is being carried away. So on the day of Juma, we do not pass in between people. The first hadith we read regarding guys is the hadith of Salman al-Faris. He said that the Messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam, man irtasala yawm al-jum'ah, whoever observes his ghusl on the day of Jum'ah, wa tatahhara bima istata'a, and then he makes purification as much as is easy for him, min tuhurin, out of getting purified and clean, summa dahana, and then he rubs some oil, or massa min tibin, or he wears some perfume, summa raha, and then he proceeds, falam yufarrik bayna isnayn, and then he does not separate between any two people on the day of Juma. Fasallama kutiba lahu. And after that, he didn't separate between people. So he comes into the masjid and he observes as much nawafil as Allah has ordained for him. Thumma idha kharaj al-imam. And then when the imam comes out to ansata, he remains silent. Bufira ma baynahu wa bayna al-jum'ati al-ukhra. He will be forgiven all his sins between that Jum'ah and the Jum'ah before. What is the first thing that he will do? Yastasilu, he will make ghusl. The next one is what? He will clean up himself as much as is possible. He will rub pomade or perfume. And then he will come to the masjid without separating between people. If he does this, and then he sits down listening to the khutbah when the imam comes out, all his sins will be forgiven. So from amongst the condition to gain forgiveness of Allah on the day of Jummah is what? Not separating the two. Lam yufarrik baynakum. When you separate amongst people, you lose that reward. When you separate. Afa ejo, ejen koja. La da jima aforijin jima kasi jima keji. Oti baje. Oti ba la da jima eje. Yes, bil ijma, by consensus of ulama, he is not required to observe Salatul Zuhur. But the beautiful rewards of the forgiveness mentioned for Salatul Jummah, he has missed it. So let us not separate between people. And Imam al-Bukhari in his Sahih, when he mentioned this hadith occurs in Bukhari and Muslim. It says, Babun la yufarraku bayna thnayn yawm al-Jummah. The chapter about don't separate between any two persons on the day of Jummah. Don't ask, come in between people, say, excuse me, and then you go. Don't do it on the day of Jummah. When you do that, you are destroying your reward for that Jummah. So let us not do it. I think simply that suffices for that view, for that position regarding separating between people. The second issue we'd like to mention about that is takhatti riqabin nas, climbing over the people. Abdullah ibn Busr said, Ja'a rajulun yatakhatta riqabin nas. One day ibn Busr was sitting in the masjid with a companion. A man came and started climbing over the people on the day of Jummah. Abdullah ibn Busr said, radiyallahu anhu. He says, Ja'a rajulun yatakhatta riqabin nas. A man came and started to climb the people's necks on the day of Jummah, Yawm al-Jummati, wa Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam yakhutubu. He was doing that while the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making the khutbah. Faqala lahu Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereupon the Messenger said to him alayhi salatu wa sallam, Ijlis, sit down. Faqad aadayta wa aanayta. Faqad aadayta. You are causing harm to people. Wa'azayt, faqad azayta wa'anayta. And then you got delayed. But it's fair to kuni rabawin. You are delayed. You are harming the people. So this is evidence that the one who is climbing the neck of the people on the day of Jummah is doing what? Is harming the people. So the Prophet said, it's simple. And hurting the people. What is the ruling of hurting the rest of the Muslims? Prohibition. So that's why it is prohibited. Don't come on the day of Jummah to start climbing the necks of the people. Don't come on the day of Jummah to separate amongst the people. Don't do any of those. The other issue about separating, there are discourses that I felt we should proceed. There are discourses in this matter, but we should proceed. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the one who was coming from behind, like the brother behind, Abu Abdissalam, La Sama Allah, someone begins to climb the rest of them. Sit down! There is another thing we can get from here, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he is making khutbah, if somebody does something that is wrong, what will the Prophet do? He will correct it. You want to my joke? Imam Muhammad, olùkírun ṣe níjọ́ jímà tó bá ń ṣe kútùbà lọ́wọ́. So when he's taking khutbah, ya ayyuhanna, ittaqullah, wa tanzur nafsun, ba qaddamat lika, he saw somebody, hey, you, do that. He sees somebody receiving a call, hey, you stop that. He saw somebody who come into the masjid, who does not make tahiyyatul masjid. We are coming to that, hey, say, you're not like a tujuku. I mean, you're not like, did they care, you're not like a tujuku. Limamu li soro fwa winya. Tó ń gbọ́ kútùbà níjọ́ jímà lè mọ́mú àwọn bá wọn sọ̀rọ̀ in tó bá yẹ kí wọ́n ṣe tí wọn ò ṣe yóò sọ pé ọyẹ́ ṣe báyìí in tí ò bá yẹ kí wọ́n ṣe tí wọ́n bá ṣe yóò dá wọn lẹ́kùn ẹ mọ́ ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀. But the point of reference here is that what the person did was he was climbing the necks of the people and then the prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sit down. Fakod azaita wa anaita. Azaita, you are causing harm to the people. Wa anaita. After all, you have delayed. So the Prophet prohibited that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith of Abdullah ibn Busr occurs in Musnad Imam Ahmad. It also occurs in Sahih, it also occurs in the Sahih of Imam ibn Khuzaymah. I think it suffices with respect to that. How about coming in between people to stand somebody up so that you can sit down? Is it allowed on the day of Juma? Abu Aisha and some people are sitting in the first row. Maybe the governor comes, or a president, or a minister comes in the masjid. He wants to sit right behind the imam. And we know that they will not come early, even though that is bad. They are supposed to be here at the same time we are here. Because they are bounded by the same laws of Allah and His Messenger. So a governor comes, Abu Aisha. People now start getting the people to stand up, governor Fejoko. This kind of a thing is wrong. To get the people to stand up for people on the day of Juma, for another person to sit down, it is wrong. Ejama shebem. Allah bo fe. Kama gbe awon eyan dide ni jo jima pe enikan pataki kan fe joko leyin le mamu. Ka wa so pe awon to ti tete de lataaro. Won fe gba laada sisuma le mamu. Nitori pe sisuma le mamu ni jo jima gangan ni laada ti e lodo. Getting sitting near the imam on the day of Jummah, close to the imam on the day of Jummah, has its own reward. We'll mention it inshallah today if Allah gives us the chance. So someone came very early from 10:30, he left his house so that he can sit behind the imam. He now come and say, oh, you are protocol officer from office of Mr. President. Stand up. Don't say that to somebody. It is prohibited in Allah's masjid. This masjid belongs to Allah. But I don't like creating problems without solving them. So what do we do? How do we create a chance for these VIPs outside? In the masjid, no VIP, except imam. So how do we create spaces for them on the day of Juma? We'll discuss it now. But firstly, let us prove that it is wrong to get someone to stand up. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma said, نهى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أن يقيم الرجل أخاه من مقعده ويجلس فيه. نهى النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم prohibited that أن يقيم الرجل أخاه, that a man should make his brother to stand up. يقيم الرجل أخاه, that a man, a Muslim, makes his Muslim brother to stand up, min maq'adi, from his place of seat, wa yajlisa fi, he now sits there. Eh, ma kwa ni baba dini ni, ma shibe o baba dini o, ke isha dini lo she o. Someone comes to say, stand up, sit down. Abdullah ibn Umar said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited it. Alayhi salatu wa salam. This hadith occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari. It occurs in Sahih Muslim. Wa ma biya lele kimbuluwa. any kamaliya di dey molo wa o anu bukhari at muslim hadith sultani abdullah ibn umar ulama di sallallahu alaihi wa sallam ko fu wa ki kale eni kan di de lori ijoku to ti joku ti lata aro njo jima ka wa fe eni kan joku ti de ko le in another report it says la yuqimu ar-rajulu ar-rajula min maq'adi. No man should make another man to stand up from his seat. So my actually Sufi, then he sits down there. Walakin, rather, what you should do is tafassahu wa tawassahu. What should you do? Tafassahu, create space. Wa tawassahu, expand. So don't get him to stand up. You can tell him a lesson, shift, but you can't tell him stand up. Let's get this first one. You can tell him shift, tafassahu wa tawassahu, create space. Lakin la tuqimuhu min maq'adi. You cannot tell apa every day. Don't do that. You are sharing much of it. This report, this second report, occurs in Sahih Muslim. Al-Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah gave lengthy explanations that the reason I prefer to summarize it so that we can proceed. It's written down, but I prefer to summarize it. He said the reason why the Sharia has prohibited making somebody to stand up from his seat is because he came early. He sat down there seeking rewards. It has become like something that belongs to him. Imam al-Qurtubi said it has become something as if it belongs to him because he has spent time and energy to sit down there. So it's as if he has acquired it. فَلَا يَجُوزُ أَنْ يُحَالَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَمْلِكُهُ. So it does not, it's not accepted, it's not allowed in Islam. أَنْ يُحَالَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَمْلِكُهُ. To come in between something that he has acquired and him. I struggle to apply this place. You tell me now to stand up? Don't tell me to stand up from this place. It is wrong. He said, rahimahullah, وَعَلَى هَذَا. Because of this reason, وَيَكُونُ النَّحَيُ عَلَى ظَاهِرِهِ مِنَ التَّحْرِيرِ. Therefore, that prophet's prohibition is upon its apparent meaning. It means that it is prohibited. Don't do it again. So that is what Al-Imam al-Qurtubi said in his sharh of that hadith in Sahih Muslim. Al-Imam al-Nawawi, rahimahullah, in his own view, he says that it is prohibited too. And then the statement of the Prophet that tafassahu wa tawassahu, create space and open up, he said it means it is also compulsory for you. He says, وَظَاهِرُ ذَلِكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَى الْوُجُوبِ تَمَسُّكًا بِظَاهِرِ الْأَمْرِ. The apparent thing regarding that also is that it is compulsory for us to also create space and open up. He says, وَكَانَ الْقَائِمُ يَتَعَذَّى بِذَلِكَ. He says, لِأَنَّ الْقَائِمُ, because the person standing up, you don't want to create space, and he does not want to open up the space in between you. You have to ask that, is that you are causing him harm. So create the space for him. Don't tell somebody to stand up. You that you are sitting down, if someone is standing near you, what should you do? You create space. It is compulsory for you to create space. It is prohibited for him to tell you to stand up. It is prohibited for him to force you to create a space for me. It is prohibited. And it is prohibited for you not to want to create a space for him. So both of us, we are commanded. Don't force yourself to have a space. Don't prevent your brother from a space. Give him a space. You, don't force yourself on that space. I hope that this point is clear. You don't force yourself in a place. Yeah, you don't also keep your brother standing. That's why sometimes on the day of Juma, some people will not separate in between. They will just stand waiting. When you turn and see them standing, you understand that they want to give away. So you just open the way for them. Either to sit down or to go wherever they want to go. But you don't make him commit the sin of telling you, Afa Ejejin Koja, or climbing over your neck. Once you see him, create a space for him. Either to sit down or to do what? Or to proceed to wherever he likes to go. Wherever he likes to go is his own business. Before I tell us what we do to VIPs, let us mention another issue regarding separation between people. Allazi qama summa aada fa huwa ahaqqu bi makani. A brother had been seated here since 11 o'clock waiting for Salatul Jummah. And he would have perhaps, if not in Ramadan, maybe he took beans. Abuja Gagiri inside. Last week when I said the sunnah about sahur is that we should take dates and water, my brothers will say, firstly, that is sunnah. Secondly, is that it will keep your body light from the beginning of the day. You will not be heavy. If at all, you will have a way of sleeping. So a brother sits down here on the day of Jummah. And then he stands up to Abu Amekudu. They are brothers. That space is still belonging to him. If anybody sits there, he can say, hey, stand up. A brother is sitting in a space here. He goes for wudu. And this is not restricted to Yom al-Jumma. Abu Aisha is sitting here. If he needs to make wudu, if he goes out of the masjid, if he makes the hiyat in masjid and then comes to sit down here, everybody who is sitting here will be made to stand up. Unless Abu Aisha says, don't worry, sit down. Sit down, I give you. Otherwise, Abu Aisha has the space. He can tell him, stand up. If he doesn't stand up, I will add my voice to it. Brother, please stand up. Obey Allah and his messenger. And that is based on the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. It says, إِذَا قَامَ أَحَدُكُمْ. In another report, it says, مَنْ قَامَ مِنْ مَجْلِسِهِ. Whoever stands up from a place he was sitting down, ثُمَّ رَجَعَ إِلَيْهِ. And then he comes back to that place. فَهُوَ أَحَقُّ بِهِ. He is the one who has the greatest right over it. And he can ituba joku laa ye ka wadi di lo. Umba tuba bada di ujishi Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only on lo let us ya ye ye o. This hadith occurred in Sahih Muslim. And Imam al-Qurtubi says, Rahimahullah Abul Abbas, Hada yadullu ala sihati al-qawli bi wujubi ma zakarnahu. This makes us understand that what we had said earlier is compulsory. What is that thing? That you must not make somebody to stand up from his seat. Meaning the something jealous. The fact that the person sitting down has the exclusive right, the mawzi ihi, with respect to the place that he's sitting. Ila an yakuma minhu. Unless he chooses to say, Mutin la adal min de joku sida. Salaam alaikum. Then someone else will take the space. لِأَنَّهُ إِذَا كَانَ أَوْلَى بِهِ بَعْدَ قِيَامِهِ. Because if he's the one who has the greatest rights, even when he stands up to go out and then come back. He said, Rahimahullah, فَقَبْلَهُ أَحْرَى وَأَوْلَى. Then the fact that at the time he is on that seat, the fact that he has a greater right to that seat is of a greater reason. Somebody is sitting down on the seat. He stands up, he goes out for wudu and comes back to sit down. The messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has the greater right to it, to that seat. How about when he didn't stand up? He's there. When he's not there, he has the greater right to come back. How about when he did not stand up? He has the greater right too. He's the owner of the seat. So don't tell him to stand up. Don't send him away. And that's what Imam al-Nawawi said, okay. فَإِنْ كَانَ قَدْ قَعَدَ غَيْرُهُ If another person has sat there, falahu an yuqimahu, he has a right to make him stand up. Wa ala al-qa'idi an yufariqahu li hadha al-hadith. Ala al-qa'idi, and that person who is sitting down, alayhi, he has the obligation, an yufariqahu, to leave that place, li hadha al-hadith, because of this hadith. Imam al-Nawawi continued, says, wala farqa bayna an yakuma minhu. There is no difference, listen now. There is no difference if a person stands up, he goes for wudu to come back. He didn't leave anything there. The space is just there. No difference. An yakuma minhu. From when he stands up, leaving the place open, wa yatruka fihi sajadatan, and at the time when he leaves something on that space, wa nahwaha, and something like that. So VIPs, if you want VIPs to sit in a place, you can leave a sajada there. Elitete ekirun si de. Injati gomina bamba wa akirun. Elitete ekirun si de. Enitotete ekirun si de yon lo leto be. So to ba shekwe oluranshe govna lo tetre ete si de ni. Oluranshe yon lo leto si de. If the messenger protocol officer place that mask there, they have a right. Nobody will sit down. If anybody sits down, then they have a right to tell him to stand up. They may place caps. A brother may be standing up. He does not want anybody to sit down, take his seat. He places a cap there. He has a right. So even though he does not place anything, he has a right. So if you want to reserve a place for VIPs in masjid on the day of Juma, how do you do it? Place caps there. Or place what? Sajadat, pray mass. Please pray mass. It means protocol too must know what they are doing earlier. They can't just come when the entire masjid is still up and say, governor must pray. He must pray, but not necessarily directly behind the imam. When he does so, he must understand that he is disobeying Allah and the messenger. He must understand that he is disobeying Allah and the messenger. Now let us mention another aspect of that. You are now sitting there. A minute before the imam comes down from the minbar to start salah, they say governor is around, president is around, minister is around. So I know protocols. Most times they don't know these rulings of Islam. And that's unfortunate, even though they may be Muslims. It's unfortunate. They don't know. And sometimes they don't care to know. We beg Allah to make them care to know. And we beg Allah to teach them and make them understand. Because it is for common good. So protocols doesn't know that it is prohibited to stand somebody up. If he says stand up, Afa, stand up. Stand up, reluctant. Reluctant. Don't like the standing up. Don't like it. If you can honorably say, of that protocol into Shayallah Abu Fel, say it. If you can say, of that protocol into Shayallah Abu Fel, say it. If you can't say that to your standards, just leave it. Reluctant. Say it. So just go. Let me stop at that. So the way to reserve spaces for them is to keep a mat or keep caps or keep anything that will make us understand that that space has been demarcated. When I was in the National Mosque in early 2000s, it used to cause problems. They would stand up. He would say, Nina Zona, Nazona, Zakatini, Kashi, Dune Kashi. Kayi Abu Zakatini.
So, where is Madam MDMDA? He's not in the masjid today.
My brothers in the north, we say, do what you want. In Toba, they are not afraid of anybody, you know them. If you say, I will kill you, sir, Mutua, Toga, you want to kill me? Okay, see me here. It used to cause fracas. So I think they consulted one of the learned persons and he advised them to place rugs there for the VIPs. So if you go usually on the day of Juma, apart from the rugs in the masjid, you see special rugs to make you understand that this place has been, you know, set aside for some people to sit down there. So that will not cause a problem. The space is already occupied. Some brothers will say, where did you get this from? And Imam al-Nawawi said it. It occurs in his share of Sahih Muslim. And long before Al-Imam al-Nawawi, Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin is from amongst the Tabi'un. He used to send his slaves to go and sit down in a place for him. In the majlis. They go and sit down there. When the Tabi'i comes, his slave stands up and goes back. He sits down there. So what does he use to occupy the space? The slave. Another way protocol can do is that they themselves can come and sit down, or they can occupy. They do this in the National Mosque too. You see SSS, DSS, whomever, you see them sitting down there. They can occupy the first two rows. You won't know their security people. They'll be dressing as the rest of us are dressed. They wear babari gar, fine, but they are security agents. So when the VIPs are coming, they will stand up and go, and the VIPs will occupy the seat. You can do that too. That one has an after. So that is the way to reserve seats for people on the day. Not necessarily VIP, because everybody is VIP in the sight of Allah. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. So if you have a friend, can say, oh, please, besides you, keep this mat for me. You can keep the mat. You have the right. So that's this. I hope that it has resolved this issue. Can go back to Al-Imam ibn al-Munzir reported that Asar, the Asar of Muhammad ibn Sirin. It occurs in his book Al-Awsat, the fourth volume, page 96. I think that resolves that. So that's about coming in to sit down. When you sit down, what do you do? You keep quiet. It is prohibited to speak on the day of Jummah when the khutbah is going on. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith collected by Abu Hurairah, إِذَا تَكَلَّمْتَ يَوْمَ الْجُمَعَةِ If you speak on the day of Jummah, فَقَدْ لَغَوْتَ وَأَلْغَيْتَ لَغَوْتَ أُتِسَ سَقُسَ You have said something that is bad. وَأَلْغَيْتَ And you have destroyed. What did you destroy? The rewards of your Jummah. So don't come on the day of Jummah and say, Imam is giving khutbah. Yeah, Abuja, Alpha, Bani, court. How was court? Don't say how was court. Don't say how was appeal court. The khutbah is going on. Don't ask about appeal court judgment when the khutbah is going on. Some brothers go so down, they'll be asking about Barcelona. It's a shameful thing. On the day of Jummah. Alpha, back up. Is it not Bakar they call them? At least we read newspapers. That is what our world has done with. You have to know even about things you don't like to know about. You don't want to know about, but somehow you just, somehow. If you end up knowing about things ordinarily you don't care about, they want somebody for them. They came back from 3-0 to win 4-0. We read about it. Once you're on Twitter for news, you read all these things. All the newspapers will be tweeting it. It's funny. It wastes time. At the same time, you want to catch up with the information because we are in a country where you must know what is going on everywhere, dear brothers. You should know. Let me say this. I was traveling to Ibadan one day, and along the road, a tanker carrying fuel had fallen down. I saw it on Twitter. Somebody tweeted it, hey, don't go through the road. Tanker is on the road. You have to go through other roads, there and go. So sometimes you want to say, you don't know what's happening, where I'm going to, maybe. This is how our country has turned into. So that one makes you like to be, oh, let me know what's going on. Last 3-4 days ago, the day of appeal court ruling, I didn't know I was going my way. I just found out that everywhere I saw the road, what's happening? I didn't know. But I just picked my phone, went to Twitter, say, oh, there's some day judgment in Osun. So this makes us have, we want to know what's going on. You want to read news. You want. When we were coming back from Umrah, we landed in Kano. The entire Kano was routed. I was asking about what's happening in Kano. He said, ah, you were not reading news coming from Mecca. Even if I will read news, it will not be as I will read the news if I will be at home. So he now started talking about the political. At that time, they were preparing for the run-up elections. You know how Kano was tense then. So sometimes you need to know what's going on. Otherwise, you get to the street, you see police, army everywhere. Wow, what happened? But when you know what's going on, you start your falak and nas from airports. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kula azudra bil falak. Sharima khalak. May Allah protect all of us. So it is necessary that we know what's going on. And we hope that the people will not come into the masjid to destroy their Salatul Jummah. So don't tell your brother about Bakr in Jummah, about Liverpool, about whomever. Don't waste the Jummah. He should be, maybe he came early. And then we ask you, the Imam is taking khutbah. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا تَكَلَّمْتَ يَوْمَ الْجُمَعِ If you speak on the day of Jummah, فَقَدْ لَغَوْتَ You have done something bad, something that has no benefit. وَأَلْغَيْتَ And you have destroyed the rewards for your Jummah. That hadith occurs in Musnad Imam Ahmad. I think it suffices on this issue. He also mentioned the one who climbs the head of the people. He said, Laga, he has done something bad. He also talked about the one who touches sand on the day of Jummah. He's playing with the sand. The Imam is giving the khutbah. He says, Mamma sal asa faqad laga. Whoever's playing with the sand on the day of Jummah, O say Iranu, Okos Iranu. Iranu. Iranu is something that has no benefits. Go. So let's not do all these on the day of Jummah. The only people, some of the ulama gave excuses are security men, guiding and all of these, protecting the people. Their house. But apart from this, you're a person, you came to the masjid for Salah. Don't talk to anybody. He even said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is a kulta li sahibika ansit. If you tell your brother, the man will say khutbah law for God la gauta. You have also done something that is wrong. So you don't tell somebody stop and you don't do. So on the day of Jummah, when people are doing things, crossing the heads of people, what do? In fact, you don't have time for them. You have time for the Imam. So let us take note of these. All these are from the rulings of Salatul Jummah regarding the person observing the Jummah behind the Imam. The next thing we'd like to mention is Sahiyatul Masjid. Someone comes to the Masjid, Imam is on the minbar. Does he just sit down? No. If you come to the Masjid when the Imam is already making the khutbah, you make two units of prayer. And to my one matter, to see the Imam to bear a khutbah, kini yo she yo nasila raka meji. So I was like, Imam Tibere Khutbah, he sits down. La! Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari radiallahu anhu said, Bayna al-Nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam yakhtubu yawm al-Jummah. Once while the messenger was giving the khutbah on the day of Jummah, if ja'a rajulun, a man came, faqala lahu al-Nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So the messenger said to him alayhi salatu wa sallam, Afsallayta ya fulan, Have you observed Salah? He was making khutbah. The man came into the masjid. So he asked him, Atallaita ya fulan, oh you, have you observed Salah? Faqala la. The man said, no. Qala kum farka. Stand up and make two units of prayer. Stand up, pray. Another benefit here is that the Imam, when he sees someone committing a mistake on the day of Jummah, what should he do? Should correct. But that is an Imam who knows the things that are wrong. If he does not know, how will he correct? So this is the reason we should know. because you wouldn't know where you find yourself tomorrow. You may become imam of a masjid, or you may know someone who is imam of a masjid. You educate. You don't do that. Oh, do this. These things are right. These things are wrong on the day of Juma. Don't do it again. In another hadith again, in the hadith of Sulaik al-Ghatfari, our Baba Imam in this masjid, the elderly imam, he was telling me about this hadith one day, long ago, about a year ago. You know how he called Sulaik al-Ghatfari? He said, Siliki, Siliki, Emma, this is Siliki. Emma Siliki, is there another? I say, yes, right. But I didn't change the Siliki that he said. The Siliki, the companion's name is what? Sulaik al-Ghatfari. Sulaik al-Ghatfani came into the masjid, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reason I mentioned that is that it's a great effort for somebody at that age to know somebody like Sulaik al-Ghatfani. Elomu egbe eru, baba ye melo to mwa runka be wa. Elomu wa. Fana sope Siliki un. Imakana ma debe na si sobe. Ni lo na awon eyan obi kaka ti gbo awon obi kita fa awon mi mo nkan bayi sabe kan o wa no masati ni jojima sanabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam she khutba lawo o ko re wa ni nkan kaka agbara ta me lo lo bu kaka ti la na tan se tafsir bi le yin juma baba yen gbe tafsir sira tafsir da ni mo ri bayi bi awon odo to nse tafsir se tafsir baba yen ka tafsir agbalagba melo lo bu ka taro bi wo se so 100 naira di 200 naira ni bu ka ta won a te wa bu ka ta pa ka koko e se kaka ki lo lohun wi kaka o je wa logun so da be ni Sulaik al-Ghatfani came into the masjid radiyallahu anhu wa rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaftubu. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam was making khutbah. Fajala sa Sulaik came and sat down. Waqala lahu ya Sulaik. The Prophet says, Sulaik. So it means, radiyallahu anhu, if the Imam is on the minbar, Abu Abdullah comes and sits down. What will Imam do? Abu Abdullah, stand up. Observe 2 units of prayer. Or Abu Abdullah stands up and starts climbing the people's heads. Abu Abdullah, sit down. Why are you climbing the people's head on the day of Juma? Have you observed 2 units of prayer? He says, no. Stand up and pray now. Our Jamaat, Abba Shabbat, Iwo, Buwao, one tongue, our son, and hello, me, let's go. Shall I go away? I'm not going to go back in the day. Oh, yeah, hello, did they put? E wa ni kin dide laarin gbogbo eyan eh tori ori ara re bọlọ mo se pe njo gbe nde na ni arin gbogbo eyan na ni o je arin gbogbo eyan ni o je njo gbe nde o wa nto e sona laarin gbogbo eyan ologba to olodum ma ja te laarin gbogbo eyan o en ti won koleko laarin gbogbo eyan ti o gba ibo ni o ti te njo mi arin gbogbo eyan na ni o ti te tell you my pay. So either imams should correct the people on the day of Juma. But the point of reference, don't forget, brothers, from this hadith of Sulaik al-Ghatfani is that if you come into the masjid on the day of Juma when Imam yakhtubu and the Imam is making khutbah, fala tajlis hatta tarka'a rak'atayn. Do not sit down until you do what? You observe 2 minutes of prayer. وَلْتَتَجَوَّزْ فِيهِمَا. And then you make them quick. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sulaik, make it quick. وَلْتَتَجَوَّزْ. Make it quick. خَفِّفْ فِيهِمَا. Make them brief. So brothers, that khutbah Imam is making, you came into the masjid to make 2 minutes of prayer. Don't start Surah Al-Baqarah. Some brothers do it. So Allahu Akbar. Imam is making khutbah. ختم الله على قلوبهم آه. This is not its place. This is not the place for that long recital. So quickly make your 2 units of prayer and then join the rest of the people in the khutbah. And the ruling of these 2 units of prayer is obligation, it's compulsory. Not to do it is a sin. The ulama has spoken extensively on it. Al-Hafiz al-Iraqi in Tarf al-Tasrif, Al-Hafiz al-Hajar in Fath al-Bari, Al-Imam al-Shawkani in Nail al-Awtar, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Adam al-Siyuti in Al-Bahr al-Muhit. All these people are dead. None of them wrote up to 5 pages, less than 5 pages. None of them. They were extensive. So if you like to read more about these issues, you can go back to these references. The other issue we like to mention, النَّحْيُ عَنِ الْحِبْوَةِ يَوْمَ الْجُمَعِ. Sitting, having your feet in your stomach on the day of Juma, like this brother did. Don't sit like that on the day of Juma. You, Afa Lankara. Can we see how he has sat? To have your lap on your stomach and your knees sitting up, it is called Al-Hibwa or Al-Ihtiba'u. Ihtiba or what? Shibwa. Don't sit ihtiba on the day of Juma when Imam Yakhzubu. Sit it well. No. Raise the feet. I want us to say Hibwa. Like this. Don't sit like this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited it. Ke ojoko. Ko ka tama ojugun. Ko wa no ojugun soke. Ki tan wa wa lara ikun. Majoko ben jo jima. Anabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kofu wa lati ma shire. Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ani al-hibwati yawm al-jumati wal-imamu yakhtubu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited sitting like that on the day of Juma while the Imam is making khutbah. Another issue we like to talk about, tahawwulul majlis inda nu'at. Changing your position if you are feeling sleepy. You might have come from a distant place, you arrive in the masjid, you sat down after 2 rakats of nafi, you do like this. You are listening to the khutbah. Say, And then you sleep off. If you find yourself like this, stand up from where you are sitting down, go and sit on another place. It is referred to as tahawul al-majlis. Changing your sitting position. Stand up there. Dojo kombo mi. Abdullah ibn Umar said, radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا نَعَسَ أَحَدُكُمْ when any of you dozes off on the day of Juma, some people will be knocking the head. Seriously. They are tired. May Allah grant all of us ease. So when that happened on the day of Juma, فَلْيَتَحَوَّلْ مِنْ مَجْلِسِهِ let that person change his place of seat. فَلْيَتَحَوَّلْ مِنْ مَجْلِسِهِ ذَلِكِ let him change from that his place of sitting to another one. That hadith occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. The other thing we like to mention about the rest of us on the day of Juma is أَدْنُوُ مِنَ الْإِمَامِ coming to sit close to the Imam on the day of Juma. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ufduru zikr. Attend the gatherings of remembrance of Allah. Wadnu min al-imam. Sit close to the imam. Fa inna al-rajula. Because an individual, la yazadu yataba'adu hatta yu'akhara fil jannati wa inda khalaha. La yazalu yatabaadu. The individual will not cease. He will continue to go back. Some people are like, come forward. I don't joke lying back. My joke lying or iwajin your joke. See, some people will be wishing to sit behind, and they will be sitting behind. Hatta you akhara fil jannah. To such an extent that even inside al jannah, he will be made to stay at the back. Wa inda khalaha. Even if he enters al jannah. to ba rapala to ba try to ba gbianju to ba wa jana eyin gan ni o ni ojoko si. Why? Because he likes to stay at the back. So don't like to stay at the back. This hadith occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. Some things happen on the day of Juma. A brother can be sitting near you and he sneezes. What do you do? He himself, what will he do? A brother sneezes on the day of Juma. Afa Allahu Tek. What should I do if I sneeze? My brother sitting near me, what should he do? If it were not on the day of Juma, what will he do? What will I do? I will say Alhamdulillah. إِذَا عَطَسَ الْعَاطِسُ فَحَمِدَ اللَّهَ فَشَمِّتُوهُ. If the person who sneezes, sneezes, when a person sneezes, فَحَمِدَ اللَّهُ. And then he says Alhamdulillah. If he does not say Alhamdulillah, don't give him tashmit. Don't say Arhamuka Allah. Don't say it. And he can bite you. Hey, Sakwi Arhamuka Allah, Sakwi Alhamdulillah. So if it happens while the imam is making khutbah, what do we do? Or you are sitting down, your brother comes. On the day of Juma, imam is making khutbah, he says, Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Imam is making khutbah. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, hey monkey. Oh, it doesn't happen. In these kinds of situations, what will we do? Al Imam Ibn al-Munzir is a 4th century scholar of Islam. He said, Rahimahullah, ثبت أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. It is established that the Prophet said عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا قلت لصاحبك أنصت والإمام يخطب وقد لغوت. If you tell your colleague, seatmate, say keep quiet when he is talking, you have done something that is bad. Somebody is talking during the khutbah, it is prohibited. If you tell him أفاي جدك لغوت وألغيت, you have done something bad and you have fought your own Juma. It says, فَالْإِنْسَاطُ يَجِبُ عَلَى ظَاهِرِ الْحَدِيثِ عَلَى ظَاهِرِ السُنَّةِ. So that means that keeping quiet, يَجِبُ is compulsory, عَلَى ظَاهِرِ السُنَّةِ, based on the apparent meaning of this hadith. It says, وَإِبَاحَةُ رَدِّ السَّلَامِ. But the permissibility of responding to his taslim, وَتَشْمِيتُ الْحَافِظِ and responding to saying يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ to the person who says Alhamdulillah after sneezing, غَيْرُ مَوْجُودِ. It has not been reported. We have not been given allowance to say وَعَلَيْكُمْ salam. Or a man sneezes and says Alhamdulillah. If you say يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ, who told you to say يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ? Because you have been prohibited from saying anything. If a person does something that is wrong on the day of Juma, you have been prohibited from correcting him. Is Amr bil Ma'ruf haram in every situation? No. But on the day of Juma, when the imam is on the minbar making khutbah, you don't correct somebody, you don't. So that means you don't also respond to taslim. He says, وَالَّذِي أَرَى, what I view correct is that أَنْ يُرَدَّ السَّلَامُ إِشَارَةً, that the taslim, يُرَدَّ السَّلَامُ إِشَارَةً, the taslim should be responded to by demonstrating. You know where he took it from? He said, because we are not also allowed to make speech during salah, but that during salah we can make ishara. He said, if we can make ishara during salah, then it will be permissible to make ishara during khutbah. Is this point clear? A brother says, Afalau Tek, Salamu Alaikum, on the day of Juma, what will you do? You make ishara. Or someone says, sneezes. When he sneezes, unconsciously he will say Alhamdulillah. It will just come spontaneously. And Imam Ibn Munzir said, "Wa yushammitu al-'atif." You should say Arhamuka Allah to him idha faragh al-imam min khutbatihi. When the Imam ends his khutbah, Imam Bashir khutbah can say Arhamuka Allah. No, generally say Arhamuka Allah. Dafa Arhamuka Allah. The Messenger did something like that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was urinating, someone said, salamu alaykum. He didn't answer. The hadith is the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. Radiallahu anhuma. The Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, postponed the response. When he finished urinating, he made wudu. He now came to that person and said, what? Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Says, inni karihtu an adhkura Allah ala ghairi tahur. I dislike to mention Allah's name without wudu. So he postponed the response. You can also postpone the taslim response. Salamu alaykum. Madalo. Salamu alaykum. Don't answer him. But if it is the imam that talks to you on the day of Jummah, what will you do? You will respond. When Sulaik ibn al-Ghatfani came into the masjid and sat down, the Prophet asked him, Ya Sulaik, have you prayed Allah? This is evidence that we can respond when the Imam is talking to us. I think we mentioned that in the last class. When the Imam is talking to us and during the khutbah, we can respond. But we can't talk to ourselves. If someone else is talking to us, we don't even look at him. We face the Imam. After the Jummah, after the khutbah, we can converse and give responses to those speeches. I think it will suffice for us to stop here. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll discuss the fiqh of the salat itself. How do we go la shimanki Jum'ah? So don't ask me now if you miss one rak'ah of Jum'ah. Inshallah, we'll discuss it tomorrow. How do we observe salatul Jum'ah? Which surah should we read during salatul Jum'ah? Surah wale yaman kan jo jiman jo ndo lasiko yenu juma. Many times you will hear our khutbah. The khutbah will be long, 1 hour. Salat will be 5 minutes. I have seen it before. The imam will come and say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Imad, if it is so good. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Who say Ameen. The next thing here, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Ah, need your jima. After 1 hour of talk. La, don't do that. Follow the sunnah. Inshallah, next class we'll discuss this. What, how do we conduct the salah itself? And then is it allowed? One imam makes the khutbah, another imam performs salah. Is it allowed? Have the ulama said anything about that? One imam, it has happened in our masjid before. The young imam made the khutbah and the old imam observed salah. Is that allowed in the sharia? Before you start thinking negative, it's allowed. Tindal haja. Someone led the khutbah, something happens. Another person has to lead the salah, if allowed. But without haja, the early Muslims say, don't do it, it's wrong. Let the one who led the khutbah lead the salah. If there's a need, maybe the elderly person led the khutbah, and then he became weak out of prolonged standing. He could not stand up for salah, and he feels someone else, I don't think I'm comfortable enough. You can pick one of the young people, Bismillah, come and lead the salah. This one is allowed. But without reason, ulama say it is detested. You should not do it. I think it suffices that we stop here so that we get ready for Salatul Asr. And those who choose to go home can go home before Salatul Asr. We are just about 30 minutes away from Salatul Asr. And I think today we spent a longer time. We spent far much more than 1 hour that we usually have our class. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward our waiting and our listening. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to count it amongst the best times we spend on the earth. If there are questions, inshallah, we'll attend to them. Now, alaykum salam. Abu Palmin wants Abu Abu Man. Now, Abu Sultan. Now, response when the Imam is saying a khutbah, responding to the Imam in a conversation, is it? Now, alayhi salam. Now, when the Imam mentions the Prophet's name, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, should we respond? Ulama they respond silently. The early Muslims say that. Some amongst the Tabi'un said that. Respond silently. Respond gently to yourself. Inside your mind, respond. Say sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But many times in the masjid, you say, sallallahu alayhi, what I have said, the ulama say we can say it. Al-Imam ibn al-Munzir, Muhammad ibn Ibrahim ibn al-Munzir mentioned it in his book Al-Awsat. And he cited some of the tabi'u regarding that. Who said it again? Others. Sure. Now, alaykum salam. Can we say Ameen when the Imam is making dua on the day of Jummah? Yes, he makes Ameen. When he's singing, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana, Ameen. Wa hab lana min ladunka Ameen. Say Ameen. Well, he should not raise his hand. Don't forget. But we can say Ameen. Naam. Alaykum salam. Ameen once. The nafila before the Imam comes. What if you go and make those nawafil outside the masjid to avoid riya? Do you know what the early Muslims say about that? They say that is shirk itself. You are avoiding riya. Because of what? Because of another riyah. So what you should do is to fight that riyah. Hey, I'm not doing it to show anybody. I'm praying my own. When we're younger than this, we used to use one expression. Say, I don't send anybody. I don't send, I'm doing my own. Have that in mind at all times. When you want to do something good people don't know about, they will find it strange. Have it in mind, I'm not doing it for anybody. I'm doing my own. I want to earn my rewards. It should be in our minds at all times. You do yours and go away. If anybody thinks something strange, let him ask you, let's explain to him. If you find it's a time too ordinarily, you can explain to the people. What I have done, this is the reason I have done it. Be honest. So don't run away from riya. Fight riya and remove it. Alaykum salam. Some people say they are running away from the riya, and actually they want to run away from riya. They will now leave it. They mean, take on your man, so they say, Ari nini. Kuwani shi'a. Tarkul amali li ajli nas. Wal amalu li ajli nas. The two of them are bad. Fudayl ibn Iyad said it. Rahimahullah. So let's not allow shaitan to make us leave these good deeds. Come into the masjid, do your nawafil properly. If shaitan tells you where you do, so that people go see, say, waiting concern you, I need to do it because people listen. Continue your nawafil. It is shaitan that suggests these evils to the mind to weaken your resolve to do something that is good. May Allah protect us. Alaykum as-salam. Standing up to make two rakats in between two khutbah is an innovation. What the Imam himself should do is sit down. Sit down. Rest. 1 minute, 2 minutes, if you like. Then he stands up again. But for the rest of the nafila, no nafila in between the two. No nafila, no established nafila. It's an innovation, outright. People should stop it. Can we pray behind the Imam whose Suratul Fatiha is bad? Correct his Suratul Fatiha. Many times we want to have something good without contributing to it. You want something, but you do contribute. You can contribute. You can volunteer to teach him for 1 week. Baba, Erasa, you greet him well. You do with him well. You now say, Fema waki bi kajoma kafatia ni baba. Mufe dafatia elenui. Meanwhile, you want to give him. But balenui, you mean you want to take it away from his mouth, the bad one. You go hundred. So when he says, Alhamdulillah, ya Rabbi al-alam, he says, Rabbi ya. Rabbi al-alam. We have Shabab, young people, who read Sirata. I still heard it in Isha and Taraweeh yesterday. Sirata al-lazina. Ta. Sirata al-lazina. Sirata. Sirata. Young people reading Sirata. Egba. Egba le kalo. I'm a fan of Egba. You want to call Sirata? Wait. I want Baba Agbalagba, excuse Agbalagba, but we'll make efforts to correct them. We'll make efforts to correct them, brothers. But order law. Sirata ta tonio. Awa Baba, what's up? I want to talk, 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 talk. Baba. Di Oluwa de da se so kale niyan o to ni o n se ta o ye so yin so yen ni o wal akhdhu bit tajweed hatmun lazimun man la yujawwid al qur'ana at man anybody la yujawwid al qur'an man huwa asimun seyin ba ka quran bo ti to ati bo ti ye ese le yan ba ibi to ba ti e keyin so pe to keyin ba so pe ta ese ni ele me go be gere li gangalu bi ba se nka lati jo ni ojo si ro iyen oji kan ko ni se bo ni fana se fa ojo si ro abo ni fon se ba to ju ro ni se yan tun ma si pe in to se yan leto ni yes, but I think you're not going to join me. All those things, but our code is too much. It's all letter. Cool letter. In toilet, too much. In the close, too much. 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 Let me give us an example. I see Sebe Lori Oro Arayeo. I'm sure we all know 3310. Not revised 3310, no. You know that's revised 3310. Nokia. We make by the one Romy. Today we are all using Android phones. Even if some people use 3310, they still prefer the Android phones. Even though revised 3310, they are still a revision of the old form. It's not exactly the old 3310. As by you would accept that one. Kilo de kase, but along, but abama think a kakatanshe. On a katu wata tumbodo, she to die to it and she yellow. Kilo de kani, yikwada. Afe yikwada, luju on a tayi, afe yikwada, luju on a tolong, to da den. So let's not be stringent. Let's be easy with these affairs. And we young people too, when we talk to these elders, please, for the sake of Allah, employ a lot of respect. Employ a lot of patience. Don't think he will just easily understand as you easily understood. Be patient with people. Yassiru wa la tuassiru. Make it easy for them. Don't make it difficult for them. Alaykum as-salam. Al-jamu bayna al-jumati wa salati al-asri nazkuruha inshallah aw nazkuruhu inshallah fi ad-dars al-mustaqbal al-qabil inshallah. هل يجوز أداء أو قضاء الصلاة العشاء خلف الإمام في صلاة التراويح؟ نعم يجوز. فإذا سلم تقوم وتصلي ما عليك. He's asking, can we join صلاة الجمعة أو صلاة العصر? Yes. After صلاة الجمعة, you can join Salatul Asr, but I said we will discuss it in the next class. You can join Salatul Jumma and Asr if you're a traveler or the person is sick or something like that. There is Jamu or Salatul Asr with Salatul Jumma. There is fatwa that makes people say this now. The fatwa of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen and Sheikh Abdulaziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz, I think. But I'm sure Sheikh Uthaymeen's fatwa on it. Ulama say no, it is not correct. We should join. We can join Salatul Jumma with Salatul Asr. Is it also allowed for a person to observe Salatul Jumma in a payback during the Salatul Taraweeh? Yes, allowed. You can make your first two units to them. When they make the Taslim, you stand up and complete what you have to complete. If it is Maghrib, you have to complete one rak'ah complete. If it is Isha, you have two rak'ahs. Don't forget that we had discussed the permissibility of observing Salatul Jama'ah from amongst the mafrudat behind the person that is making a nawafi. Enton ki nafila, o le kinu leyin enton kinu oranya. Enton kinu oranya, o le kinu leyin enton kinu nafila. So a le ki asamu leyin enton ki isha, yata asamu la wosi maki. To ba kiraka meri to ba salama wa no salama tori pe ale ki asamu raka meri lai salama so be ni en ton ki isha o le ki leyin en ton ki asamu to se pe raka meri lo ki ti o salama ama ba ki lo be to ba se pe raka meji lo ki to ba ki meji to ba salama awo dide a pe meji o kuti wa awon oro yi oro to ro daada ni na si is an issue about which they see. Alaykum salam. Amin wa antum. Can the imam come to the masjid early? Yes, he can. He can come to the masjid early. He too will be doing like the rest of us. He'll be making nawafil till the time to stand up. He'll stand up and climb the minbar. Yeah. During the khutbah, can the imam say to the people, oh yeah, kini abo pita vilai, abo asosiwaji, abo asosiwaji? He should not do that. He is engaging the people away from the khutbah. You will see all what we have been saying, that imam can talk to the people. It is regarding that khutbah, regarding the salah. They should not ask the people to start passing kolo. You can do that after salah. You can do that after khutbah before salah. When the imam comes down or is coming down from his minbar, he can tell people about so kolo. You know, the reason why these babas have brought about this kolo of a thing is because many of us have become stingy. As he yahuni, awado. Tababere, sigbiko, kono wajidenis, nge olashe sadaka kain. In Wabi, when last did you give somebody something? You find it strange. In the past, our elder, I knew our parents almost every morning, they have some spare. I'm sure we had that experience as children. After Fajr, our parents said, every day. Not to talk of Juma. They have something to give. Go in that library. Our adults, oh, Let each of us go back to his masjid and find out how much have I contributed to the masjid in the last 1 month. 1 month. Your masjid where you pray. How much did you give the masjid last? Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, Sinjao. He will lose the song until the ballon. Would you know it to the young man? Yeah, yeah, no, no, both fellas. Wama tun fiku min khairin gbogbo nkun te ba na ninu daada kankan te ba ti siwaju fainalaji ale wama ataitun min zakatin turiduna wajhallah ma ataitun gbogbo nkun te ba ti siwaju te fi wa oju re olorun فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ awon ye la fun ile fun won pada ni adifele. But these things are strange now. Young people, we don't give sadaqah. You are afraid that somebody will eat up your sadaqah. If they had eaten up the sadaqah, you will not come back to find this masjid. So give the mask, give the mosque, give the mosque, give the mosque, give. There's hadith in Qudsi in Qur'an. May Allah protect all of us. Ah, all the children are messing up the masjid today. Stop. Is that so sorry now soon they say have you? Someone that sneezes more than once, how should we respond to him? It is three times. There's hadith of two, there's hadith of three. He sneezes once. Alhamdulillah, yarhamukallah. Two. Alhamdulillah, yarhamukallah. Three. Alhamdulillah, yarhamukallah. If he sneezes again, let him say, Alhamdulillah, 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 don't look at him, don't answer. Because it is sickness. Katatimu niye. He has to come. So you don't respond. After the third one, you don't respond. Yeah. I mean one. That? Surah Al-Kahf. Please, brother, so that he does not pain us. And look at the ground if he does not stain before you. No stain? No stain, okay. Urine is najis, so we have to be running away from it. Now, you want to complete your Surah Al-Kahf. The Imam came on the minbar. He said taslim. You stopped your, and the Adhan to Mu'adhin is making the Adhan. So you two are responding. You can still do all those things because the khutbah has not started. Khutbah. During khutbah, there is no adhkar silently. There is no adhkar silently during the khutbah. The ones that the ulama have talked about is a person who is sitting in a place far away, he's not hearing the khutbah. I can give you two examples. If you pray in the National Mosque, you can have your rows up to NMPC Junction. If you know the way that masjid is in Abuja, you can be, the rows will fill up to NMPC. You will not hear anything. When the salah starts, the only way you observe your salah, you'll be looking at the people in front of you. And that is accepted. As long as you are seeing the road that comes from the mosque, you can pray with the mosque. But in that circumstance, you will not hear anything. Ulama talk about this too. That if someone makes a claim to you in that circumstance, they say you can answer. When you are not hearing the khutbah. This is the view of Imam Ahmad. You are far away, I'm not hearing the khutbah. You can respond. The same way you can make adhkar inside you. You can read Quran inside you. So if you are in that kind of a place, yes. But if you are anywhere around where you hear the Imam's khutbah, you must remain silent, must. Whether you are inside the masjid or not, as long as you can hear the khutbah, keep quiet. This is the reason why in our own masjid here, where people are outside where they make wudu, and the Imam is making khutbah, they should keep quiet. So I tell you, Jima Ti Imam, we should khutbah law. Emma Jama Rudambel. So if you go khutbah Imam, I beg you. Do we hear? Yes, we hear. So keep quiet. In that case, someone will say, Salaam Alaikum. No answer. Because you hear the khutbah. And on the day of Juma, that place you are standing has the ruling of inside the mosque. So it means when you go there too, before you sit down, observe Tahiyyatul Masjid. Observe Tahiyyatul Masjid. Outside here. So they have the same ruling. And that means if you observe Tahiyyatul Masjid there on the day of Juma, you now come inside the Masjid after Salatul Juma. You can sit down inside the Masjid without another Tahiyyatul Masjid. Because we had observed the Tahiyyatul Masjid due on you for the Masjid on the day of Juma outside. Because outside has the ruling of inside the Masjid on the day of Juma at the time of Juma. I hope that this matter is clear. Alhamdulillah. Special dua between two khutbah. Don't do it again. It's Qawlun Marjuh. I think we spoke about this sometime. Don't speak. Remain silent. The time for Juma, the time for dua on the day of Juma is from Salatul Asr to Salatul Maghrib. I think we should start preparing for Salatul Asr. Salatul Asr is 4 p.m. Abi. It's 4. I think we should stop here, inshallah. Except that the last serious question. Question? The last question, inshallah. Today. I mean once. Sometimes after the introductory statements of khutbah, inna alhamdulillah, rahmaduhu, dinasi salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi again. That one has no proof in the sunnah. What they should say is, amma ba'd. I think we mentioned it last week. After inna alhamdulillah, rahmaduhu, wa nasta'idati kebu wukewta tishabubu, or if it's you, yunisa salamu alaykum. Kini Yusuf, what will he say? Amma ba'd. Anabi Imam Sabeh, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if the Imam now says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, if I'm in that congregation, I will not answer. So answer for yourself. You be me in the congregation. So if you don't answer, I don't answer, he doesn't answer, he doesn't answer, he doesn't answer. The only people who will answer are those who don't know that the Imam should not have said that. And that person will suffice for the rest of us. Because if a person makes a claim to a group of people, it suffices that one person responds. So let those who don't know respond. And that person will be our capsule feeder, sacrificial lamb. Come on down. Salama, khutbah. Say, Akbar Sunnah Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If a companion were there, what will he say? We should stop here, inshallah. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana, wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab. Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik. ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا باسمائنا وصارنا قواتنا ما بقيتنا واجعلها الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا اللهم لا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. The first thing person has dua he should be making. The dua is not restricted to the time of iftar. If you go back to the hadith, you see it. Hadith, the dua for a person fasting is not restricted to iftar. From the time you start fasting till the time you break your fast, make a lot of dua for yourself. May Allah accept our dua. As-salamu alaykum. I'm going to go to the hospital.